This is an in-betweenisode of the All Things Risk podcast. Welcome and welcome back to the All Things Risk podcast. My name is Ben Cattaneo. I'm your host. This is my show. This is an in-betweenisode of the show that is all about risk, resilience, and randomness across all walks of life. A happy Independence Day to my American listeners, and a happy Canada Day that's just gone past for my fellow Canadians, and a happy whatever day to the rest of you. Today's episode is a short conversation. I want to talk about the power of maybe. And before I get into this and where I want to go with this, I want to go back to what the standard accepted definition of a risk is all about. And then we'll get into how to unlock or use this power of maybe. I'll get into that in a moment. But the standard definition for a risk is that a risk is any uncertainty that can impact objectives. Okay, what the hell does that mean? Well, I really like this definition because I like that word uncertainty. As you know, if you've been a long time listener, and uncertainty is great because it's something that can be positive as well as negative. It's also something that isn't happening now, but could happen in the future. But the other word, and this is where I want to link it to maybe, is this word objective. So any uncertainty that can impact objectives. So it's always risk to something. When we talk about risk, I hear this word thrown out quite a lot, and it doesn't mean anything when it's just thrown out somewhere, when you don't link it to something that's at risk, which is your whatever it is you're trying to do. So if we have, so we need two things to be able to talk about a risk. We need one, some type of basis for probability, some way of estimating or guesstimating even what might happen. And the second thing we need is an objective. So something that's at risk, something that it is that you're trying to do. If we don't have that objective, then we have ambiguity. And if we don't have that sort of basis for probabilities, then we just have uncertainty. And if we don't have either of those two things, we have ignorance. So you might be wondering, geez, I don't have any objectives. So let me talk about how to set a good objective. And in order to do that, I want to link it back to something that's also happening now, and that's the Tour de France, and something that I really enjoy, which is cycling, and an individual that set the fastest time in 1994 for an individual prologue or an individual stage in that event, and I'll link it back to what we're talking about in a moment, but it's this guy.
All left of the picture, he goes smoothly by. He's the first rider to catch a man today, and look at the ride by Bormann. This is going to be a superb time. Only Indurain or Rominger will get near this, I can tell you that now. Bormann on the line, 7:49.97, and the crowd are going berserk. And Chris Bormann has done everything he promised the world. He has won the prologue time trial. He will become the first British rider to wear the maillot jaune of the Tour de France since Tom Simpson in 1962.
You don't need to know anything about cycling, but that was Chris Bormann in the 1994 prologue of the Tour de France, where he set the fastest time for an individual stage in that race. He was the first British rider to wear the yellow jersey, which is what's given to the leader of the Tour de France. He was a very famous British cyclist, still is. He's an advocate and does many other things. He set the world hour record in 1996 and was an Olympian. And whilst you don't need to know much about cycling, he has a wonderful piece of knowledge that I think is very useful. And that was around how to know whether or not you're riding at the right pace. And he has this quote where he says, ask yourself, how far is it to go? How hard am I trying? And most importantly, is the pace sustainable for that distance? And Bormann says, if the answer is yes, that means you aren't trying hard enough. And if the answer is no, it means, Well, it's too late to do anything about it, but the answer you're looking for is maybe. And wow, I thought that was a very powerful concept. It's a quote that I think is highly applicable to domains outside of cycling and athletics. When setting objectives or goals, pick those that are in that maybe zone. So I've had to remind myself of this recently on a number of levels, professionally, personally, also with a physical challenge that I've got coming up, something called the Haute Route, which is a 7-day stage race cycling from Nice to Geneva through the Alps at the end of August. And I don't know what that's going to be like. I don't know if I'll be able to make the cutoff every day. It's hard to train for something like this in southern England, where we might have some hills, but we certainly don't have any mountains the size of the Alps. But that's the kind of goal that awakens certainly me and awakens us when we have something that we're looking forward to and we have that uncertainty of maybe. I think it brings out the best of us. So if you're thinking of doing something new, or if you're thinking of or thinking that you might be stuck in a rut, or if you're feeling overwhelmed even, take a page from Chris Boardman and ask yourself, is the pace sustainable? And if it's yes, you aren't trying hard enough. And if the answer to that question is no, you're going too fast. So the answer you're looking for is maybe. So once you have that maybe objective, then we can do something with that in terms of risk. And by the way, there's going to be a lot more that I plan on bringing in this type of space. So stay tuned, but I want to leave you with 5 high-level steps around what to do with your maybe objective. So step number 1 is to make it measurable and time-bound. So we hear a lot about SMART goals, so making it specific, measurable, actionable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. For me, as long as it's measurable and time-bound, that does it. That's good enough. The other aspects of that will be covered. So measurable, make it clear. So how will you know when you've achieved it? And time bound, give yourself a date, give yourself a deadline. Second step, identify the risks to that objective. You can use lots of categories. You can brainstorm the pest or pestle categories. If you don't know anything about pest or pestle, that it's just P-E-S-T, or sometimes you have L-E at the end, PESTLE, political, economic, social, technological, legal, environmental. These are all categories. You can just kind of think through, well, is there anything in the political, economic space? Are there any risks there to what it is I'm trying to do? You can use other categories as well, but brainstorm, come up with a list of risks. That's the second step. The third step is, once you have a few risks identified, the next thing that you should be doing is prioritizing them. So rank each risk on the basis of the impact. So if that thing happened, what would the impact be? And then what would the likelihood of that thing occurring be? You can use a simple low, medium, high to rank whatever it is, but just have a way of prioritizing this is very high level, by the way. I'm going to go deeper in other places on this type of thinking and methodology. But at any rate, you want to have some way of prioritizing those risks. The fourth step is, you then want to respond to those risks. And one of the things that you could do by responding is simply accept them. You could turn around and say, well, that's not too bad. I think I'll go ahead. Or the other thing, you might want to avoid them altogether. So stop the thing that creates those risks. I'm not doing that. Avoid altogether. Probably you're going to do one of 3 other things. One is, you might share it. So if your risk is about going into business, you might bring in a partner, something along those lines. Bring another party to kind of share the risk or spread the burden a little bit. Another thing you might do is, you might transfer the risk. That's simply insurance. But the thing perhaps that you would do most often is respond or mitigate that risk. So you'd take some actions that might lower that impact or lower that likelihood to a more acceptable level. So you create a plan of attack of things that you're going to do. And then the last thing is, you're going to monitor how that's going. So that's it. But remember, it all starts with maybe. Once we have maybe, we can work with that. As I mentioned, I'm going to go deeper in future in-between-isodes and other resources that I plan on putting on the website, allthingsrisk.co.uk. So there'll be loads of more detailed stuff like this. I'm thinking about doing webinars in this area and possibly some future episodes if you're interested. Drop me a note if you are. allthingsrisk@gmail.com is the best place to do that. And subscribe if you haven't done so. So the next full episode, long form conversation, will be next week. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back then. In the interim, and as always, don't forget, risk is life.